think it is a real joy, privilege, blessing, and an honor to be able to be here. Another Monday afternoon, we're thankful for the Lord's His precious love, His eternal love, His pure and perfect love. I've said many a time, don't mind repeating again, it's worthy of it. It's beyond my comprehension. I can't attain to it. And I look at me and just have to cry out constantly, woe is me, that is my thinking flesh. But inside of me, there's a new nature. There's a divine nature. There's God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I rejoice in that portion of it. That's the inward man. I don't have any confidence in this stinking, rotten flesh of mine. It's depraved by nature. It's rotten and corrupt from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. The Bible said we're altogether vanity and vain. He said man in his very best state, altogether vain. Wretched and vile, shaped in iniquity and born in sin. The Bible said decrees plainly, there's none righteous, no, not one, not a just man, but all the faith here. Nobody to seek it, none to seek it after God, no, not one. We've all like sheep gone astray, but the Lord has laid the iniquities all upon Him. By His stripes only can you be healed, can you be reclaimed, reconciled, brought back to God Almighty through the blood of the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ. He shed His blood, He gave His life, to sacrifice Himself at Calvary to redeem us from our sinful, shameful, fallen state. I'm glad the Bible said, He that knew no sin, came sin for you and I, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I'm glad that I've been made righteous. And my own righteousness, the Bible said, in the sight of God is as filthy rags, filthy, vile, and wretched. But I'm not trusting in myself. I've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ and His precious shed blood. He made the atonement at Calvary. When He gave up the ghost and died, God Almighty, the Heavenly Father, accepted the blood of His blessed Son. The Bible said back in Jerusalem, the veil rent from top to bottom, signifying the way had been made, that sin debt had been settled, the way had been made in the holiest of holies, by the new and the living way, which He, that's Jesus, has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He that knew no sin, thank God, came sin. You and I, we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. I hope that you'll get saved. Hope you'll go to heaven. I don't want you to die in your sin, just a poor, pitiful, lost church member with a head nod and a lip service and some type of emotional experience you've had in time past. A lot of folk get excited, get emotional over some great happening, some great event, some movie, some song. I mean, worldly song. They get all worked up and chill bumps just run up and down their spine. Well, don't confuse that with salvation, beloved. That's emotion of the sin, emotion of flesh. That's not God. God will move on the inward man, on the heart. Your heart will be convicted. Your heart will be condemned because of sin. When the light comes and it'll bring those hidden things to the light, those dark things in darkness, and bring them to the light. And when they get to the light, and you have an opportunity, if you'll respond to that, and you receive that and repent of your sins, call the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior. Honor Him as your personal Savior to save you just like you are. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can't call Him you've not heard, and you can't hear without a preacher, and He can't preach except He be sent. But there's very few God sent preachers around. Most of them are money men. They're a bunch of buzzards and vultures and ungodly bums and dogs. They're unclean. They're vile. They're wretched. And all they want is try to drain you out of everything you got. They're a bunch of religious thieves. That's what I call them, beloved. They're religious thieves. They don't know the Lord Jesus as their personal Savior. They don't even believe He's real. It's a game and a gimmick to the most of them. And they know what they're doing, exactly what they're doing. They don't believe anything about God nor His Bible. They're in it for filthy lucre, and they're vile, wretched, filthy, scummy, and ungodly, and no good. They got a special hot seat in hell prepared for the vultures and the buzzards who tried to pick over dead men's bones. God have mercy on that ungodly crowd. But I'm glad the Bible says the Lord knoweth them that are His. So let every man that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. I'm glad God's got all His dear children sealed. Praise God with the Holy Spirit of God unto the day of redemption. He knows all of His children. Nobody fools God. You may fool a lot of people, but you're not going to fool God. One day you're going to wind up facing Him at a judgment, a white throne judgment, with the seal giver of the dead, and death and hell will live up soul and body. They'll stand, you'll stand at the white throne judgment, and the books will be opened, another book which will be the book of life, and your name won't be in that book, beloved, and you'll wind up dying a second death, an eternal death, where the fire will never go out, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of the torment of the second death will ascend up heaven ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. God, have mercy on you. I think somebody listened to me. Listen to me, and God's speaking to you. Lord, you're an apostate. You're no good. You're wretched. You're vile. You're a hypocritical, pretending dog. Beloved, you got a name like a dog, too. You're just a vile buzzard, beloved. You're going to wind up burning in hell. You better enjoy what you're doing now because you don't have too much longer to live. When you do die, the Bible says like a vapor. You're going to spin forever and ever and ever and ever in hell itself, and you deserve every bit of that because you're a phony, ungodly buzzard, such as you may be. I got an idea who's listening to me, but God knows for sure. You're a buzzard and a vulture, beloved, and you're going to wind up dying and going to hell as sure as there's a God in heaven. God have mercy on all the poor, pitiful people that sit in your great congregation, beloved, who you've misled, and then you've deceived, and you've got them all eat up and run over in their flesh, and they don't know their left hand from their right. God have mercy on those poor, pitiful people. I'm concerned about them. I don't want them to miss heaven. Because you the stinking vulture, you misled them and you're robbing them of all their little bit of their money. So God have mercy on all those poor, pitiful people. Beloved, it's an awful thing. The Bible says a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, the same shall he also reap. Just a game and a gimmick to a lot of these phony, baloney, multimillionaire preachers. Not a thing in the world to them, beloved. They're after the dollar, after the filthy lucre. The Bible said they're clouds without water, well without water. They're just like a tree twice dead, plucked up by the fruit, by the root, beloved. No fruit in them, beloved, no good fruit. They're evil, and they're going to taste of a second death, twice dead. They'll taste the, not only dead in Adam and sin, beloved, they're going to die an eternal death. They're going to die the second death. The Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. They're going to taste of an eternal death, a death that where they'll never be consumed, where the fire will never go out, and the worm will never die. And the smoke of their torment will ascend up forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. There's going to be degrees in hell like there'll be rewards in heaven, beloved. All the fools, all the money-making scums, religious thieves who stole from all the people, God's got a special degree of hotness and heat, beloved, and torment forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And they'll weep and wail and gnash your teeth. Well, the fire will not ever go out, where the worm will ever die, and the smoke of your torment will ascend up forever and ever, and there'll be no rest day nor night. God have mercy on folks, beloved, that make joke and make mockery and carrying on in their stupid, stinking flesh, made this profession. It's not a profession. Look at it. It's a calling. You don't just decide you'll become a preacher. God's got to save you first and cleanse you and forgive you of your sins and then make you worthy through the blood and then put you into the ministry, call you into the ministry. That how can they preach except they be sent? There's no real heaven sent preaching, beloved. Come down from God Almighty in the form through the Holy Spirit, beloved. Except God save you, call you, qualify you, send you out with a message, put His word in your heart. Like Jeremiah said, the word of God is shut up in my bone, burning my heart like a fire that I can't contain. Beloved, I'm not running a popularity contest. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I don't care whether folk like me or not. I want them to love me for who I am and what I am. But if they don't, that's not changing me. I'm preaching the gospel. God called me to preach the good word of God. He said to preach the word, be it in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort, law, long suffering, and sound doctrine. He said, for the time will come, it's already come, when they will not endure sound doctrine, that after their own lust shall hate themselves teachers, so-called preachers, hate themselves teachers, having itching ears, tickling the people's ears, flattering them, fair speeches, puffed up, bold up, vain words, beloved, seducing and enticing and deceiving the simple minds of there, got them all worked up in their flesh. They wouldn't know Jesus if we sat down beside them and spent the night with them. They never would even recognize Him. They're in so much pretense and apostasy. There's so much deception, so much misunderstanding of who Jesus really is. They don't know Him, and He doesn't has not made Himself known unto them, because, beloved, the blind cannot lead the blind. They're all going to fall into a ditch. God have mercy on the people that follow all these apostates. That's what it said. The blind cannot lead the blind, beloved. They're going to all fall into the ditch. There's no life, no light in them, and certainly they can't share any life in their light because they're dead in trespass and sin. They're blinded by the god of this world. The devil himself has blinded their minds that the light, the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ should shine unto them. God have mercy on this fictitious, religious, lost world. God have mercy. It's always been like that. It's always been just the truth. Back in biblical days, beloved, when the Bible was, of course, being written during the days of Bible history, it's always just a bare minority or a few people who stood true to the Word of God. Most of them were apostates. They were false. They weren't real. They were full of demonic forces and powers, and they hated the truth. And so it's the same way today. Elijah, as he was on the mount up there, he fought 450 prophets of Baal. He himself was alone, but all he needed was the Word of God. And God's Word honored him, and of course consumed all the sacrifice and everything else. And he went down off the mountain and slew the 450 prophets of evil, of Satan himself, of Baal, beloved. They were of the devil. 451. That ratio is probably even greater than I know it's greater than that today. There's not many real preachers around, but if there were, there'd be more people being saved, more God's Word being declared, decreed out throughout all the land. The TVs, and a lot of the radio, but most of the TVs have these multi-millionaire preachers, blood. They're a bunch of fools, a bunch of apostates, and they're draining people, always preaching about the blessings of giving, always working on your soul about your money. God helped you. They got special seats. You're a big giver, you get a special seat in there. If you're a big giver, you get a special parking spot. God have mercy on all these fools. A respected person, that's a bunch of sin, a bunch of chaos, a bunch of confusion, a bunch of demonic force of hell itself. And God have mercy, y'all, to see what kind of people you're sitting under that promote, do all these kind of things. Love it. They're in it to get what they can out of it. They're a bunch of apostates, and furthermore, they know exactly what they do, and they're practiced on this matter. They've perfected this matter in the flesh, and they know how to get to you to see. They have themselves teachers, having engineers, turning away from the truth, returned to the fables, fairy tales. The Word of God's not real to them. It's a fairy tale. It's a fable. Beloved, they know how to use it. It's a deceit. And, of course, you're not deceived, the simple-minded. And, beloved, you're not those that's under that. You're not saved, and you don't really know what the presence of God is. They're false, evil workers. The Bible said, men of reprobated minds, ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. He said, from such turn away. They're deceiving others. They themselves, the Bible said, are deceived. God have mercy on the deceptive and godly filthy bums and vultures and buzzards. I'm glad, I'm going to say again, God knoweth them that are his. The Bible said, let every man that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Everybody's saved, beloved. Everybody's been born again. Ought to do the best you can these last days to try to win the lost at any cost and get out there and rescue the perishing, care for the dying, and snatch them in pity from sin and the grave. We fall there and want to lift up the fallen and tell them the Savior who's mighty saved. God bless the name of Jesus. He already has, and God bless it forevermore. He already has and will. That's the name above every name. What a lovely name. What a precious name, the ever-lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's real. He's alive. Thank God he's living in me. 38 wonderful years. I got transformed. I got changed. I got converted. I got born again. What I got's real. Thank God he's real. He's alive and he ever lives. Thank God he's coming back real soon. I hope you'll make preparation to meet him. One way to be prepared is have your sins placed under his blood. God help you. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there's no forgiveness, no remission of sin. You better get on the blood. If you don't, you'll be found guilty before God in sin and taste of a second death. You don't have to. There's no need in you doing a dying in sin and going to hell. He died in your place and went to hell for you. Now, see, my time just about gone. Bye to us. Pray for us. And God bless you. I'm praying in his name. Amen.